Mondays are manic. Wednesdays are wild.
Yeah, get out of my room!
But on Friday, things are going to get a little freaky.
The telephone is ringing.
News and views you can't get anywhere else. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Welcome back to The Commute with Carlson Lars. Larson standing in for John this morning and on Monday morning. It can be a lot of fun. On First Amendment Friday that I celebrate on my show, you get a chance to exercise your First Amendment freedoms just by calling in 888-312-5757. There is this really strange case out of New Jersey. And let me tell you how it came about. You've got an unmarried couple, man and a woman. I guess we have to explain that these days. It's a man and a woman, not two of one or two of the other, whatever. Anyway, we'll leave that one aside for the day. So this couple gets together, and obviously they have sex, and she gets pregnant, which is a wonderful, joyous thing, let me say. But then the couple breaks up, because they're not married, and the woman is pregnant, but she's going to keep the baby. God bless her for doing that. And the guy that she broke up with is ticked off. Now, we've all seen couples that we know do things to each other when they're breaking up, whether it's a divorce or whether it's just a breakup of a couple. People can do some crazy things. The man decided that it's his baby, after all, so he went to court and said, I want to be in the delivery room when she delivers my baby. Because remember, biologically, it's 50% his baby and it's 50% her baby. But remember, they're broken up now. They're not together anymore. And the woman said, I don't want him in the delivery room. And so this thing ended up in court. The man sued for the right to be present at the birth of his child. And here's what happened. The judge has ruled that women can keep the biological father of their child out of the delivery room. Now, I find this creepy for a couple of reasons. First of all, I understand it's his baby. But I also understand that the birth of a child is an intensely personal thing for the mother. I'm sure the father would argue that it's intensely personal for him, too. The magic of seeing your baby born. But remember, it's your baby and her baby, and you're not together with her anymore. The judge said that the patient's right to privacy and a pregnant woman's right to control her body, you know, that's sort of abortion language, too. The ruling says that women also are not obligated to inform a father when they're going into labor. Some fathers' rights groups say the decision is discriminatory. The New Jersey ruling applies only to biological fathers not married to the mother. Now, I guess that means that if he had been married to her, which would be a good thing for the baby and everyone else, that he would have the right to be present. But in this case, the mom can say, I don't want you in the delivery room, and she can enforce that. Now, I think that the court system in general is unfair to dads. And I say that as somebody who's never been the subject. I've never had to go into court for custody or anything like that. I have two wonderful stepchildren. One of them, Dreema, has just gone into the business of cutting and coloring hair and all the rest of that. I'm very proud of her. She calls me dad because she considers me her real dad. And I'm so proud of what she's been able to accomplish. But she's had her share of boyfriends. She has not been pregnant, and she is not yet married. But you tell me, do you think that a father, a biological father of a child, has a right to be present when the child is born, or do you think the mother has the right to privacy? And if she's no longer a couple with this man, does she have a right to say he has no business being in the delivery room? At the end of the day, at this point, I'm convinced that she has that right. She has the medical right to privacy without getting into all the abortion arguments, because you know where I come down there. I am pro-life. But I think a woman who's undergoing the birth of her baby has the right to say, this is the birth of my baby. Yes, it's your baby too, but you don't have a right to be in the room at the time. You tell me what you think. 888-312-5757. The local number, of course, is 206-421-5757. Emails go to talk@LarsLarson.com.
It's the Medical Marijuana Minute, man, on the Lars Larson Show.
Oh,
I gotta love this. Out on Vashon Island, apparently they're a very pro-pot crowd on Vashon Island. It's even been dubbed Weed Island, according to the Daily Dead Fish Wrapper, the Seattle Times. 73% of the voters on Vashon Island said yes to legalizing marijuana. But here's what they've also done. They're not crazy about the idea of actually having the pot products made and sold on Vashon Island. There's an old building, but it's one of the more significant structures on Vashon Island. It's 160,000 square feet. They used to make K2 skis in that building. And now there's a company that wants to come in and make marijuana candy and marijuana sweets in this building. They say it's perfect for them. Vashon Island, having voted overwhelmingly in favor of pot legalization, has now turned pot NIMBY. They don't want it in their backyard. Apparently, Edipure is going to make gummy bears and other candy and snacks. Yeah, I know, the pot crowd is going to aim this at kids as well. Anyway, we'll get a chance to talk about it Monday morning, and I'll get a chance to talk to you. If you want to send an email, it's talk@LarsLarson.com. And I'm glad to be with you, filling in for John Carlson on The Commute with Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KBI.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.